This week in the Missouri Senate, we review another busy week for lawmakers.
Senate Bill 742.
On Tuesday afternoon, Senate Bill 742 was brought to the floor of the Missouri Senate. Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City is the sponsor. This measure seeks to authorize tax credits for child care.
Quality child care plays a pivotal role in child development, offering more than just a safe environment while parents are at work. It serves as a foundation for lifelong learning.
During discussion on the floor of the Missouri Senate, Majority Floor Leader Cindy O'Loughlin of Shelbina mentioned Senate Bill 742 would create three new tax credits.
Allows you to direct your tax dollars to solve a problem that you see rather than sending it to Missouri for them to direct your tax dollars to something that you may totally not support.
Senator Arthur also says there is a Missouri House of Representatives counterpart. She says child care tax credits have bipartisan support.
This is a real issue that working families are struggling. They need help and they need their lawmakers to lead on this issue.
Senate Bill 742 has been laid over for future talks.
Senate Bill 754, 746.
Missouri senators spent Monday afternoon on Senate Bills 754, 746, 788, 765, 841, 887, and 861. Senator Tony Lukemeyer of Parkville is the sponsor. He says his proposal would modify provisions relating to public safety.
Nearly every member in the Senate last session voted in favor of all the provisions that are now in this legislation.
Most of the provisions in this measure were also in Senate Bill 189 last year, which the governor vetoed. These include Senate Bill 788, which Senator Greg Razor of Kansas City presented to the Missouri Senate Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence Committee on January 17th.
Can't keep track of how many years this has been introduced. We actually got it passed last year and to the governor's desk, and unfortunately, it got caught up in other matters and vetoed.
Senate Bills 754, 746, 788, 765, 841, 887, and 861 was given first-round Missouri Senate approval on Tuesday. Another yes vote would send this measure to the Missouri House of Representatives for similar consideration.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 71.
On Wednesday afternoon, Missouri senators discussed Senate Joint Resolution 71. Senator Rusty Black of Chillicothe is the sponsor. He tells his colleagues this resolution, if approved by Missouri voters, would continue costs and fees to support the salaries and benefits of sheriffs, prosecuting attorneys, and circuit attorneys.
This is not a new fee. Due to the passage of Senate Bill 75 last year, sheriffs are now contributing 5% of their salary to the retirement fund.
Senate Joint Resolution 71 has received first-round Missouri Senate approval, as has
Senate Bill Number 1039.
Senate Bill 1039. Senator Doug Beck of St. Louis is co-sponsor. He says this measure would create the Missouri Geospatial Advisory Council.
If you're familiar, we had the Geospatial Center that was put in St. Louis. It was roughly $1.8 billion that was spent that is currently being built and almost done.
Another positive vote would send both of these measures to the Missouri House of Representatives for consideration.
I'd take anything.
The Senate version of the bill has started moving through our process as well.
There are still several items on the docket for Missouri senators. Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Caleb Rodden of Columbia says he remains eager to see action taken on Senate Bill 727, legislation that seeks to modify provisions of the Missouri Empowerment Scholarship Accounts Program and authorize charter schools to operate in Boone, St. Charles, and St. Louis counties.
We think that might be the most attainable, but I'd love to have some charter schools in Boone County. I think that'd be a win for my community, but I think everything's on the table for now, and then we'll figure out where the support lies.
Missouri senators are now close to completing the first half of the 2024 regular legislative session.
Move the Senate stand adjourned until Monday.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.